Is that a state, state corporation commission or what? That wouldn't be us. Did you file with the Barber and Cosmetology Board for an establishment license?
Let me see.
Cái đề tài của thành phố có cái hình khác
cái này không không phải cái lái của cái của cái tiền
cũng như kỳ đấy.
Okay, so the one that so you're saying the one that from the United States Corporation Agency is different, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah, this is your license to operate legally and for all of your licensed operators to be able to practice. That's what you're looking for.
Okay.
And you get that only from the Barber and Cosmetology Board.
I see. Okay, so I guess that's something that I did not know and I will
Can you deal with that today?
Yes, I can. Definitely can.
You can do it online.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, that'll be important that you get that taken care of because currently you're operating illegally.
Okay. And you said I could use through the board. So I'll do that right now.
Yeah, go up onto our website and get there.
Okay. I can do that after our conversation.
Yes. Okay. All right. So with the individual.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying for the individual license, that was someone who's not involved in the place now. So it's really your establishment license and your two toxic products.
Correct.
Okay.
The
MMA.
There's two situations.
Oh, the sanitation nurse. What was that? I forgot.
There were five soil pedigree tests found at the storage area.
Okay. Oh, there's two. Okay. The other, I guess I missed a piece. Apparently you had some contaminated jets out of a pedicure station. What was done with that?
Oh, that's actually from the prior owners. What we did was we gathered it and put it into that little bucket or basket. And when we took over every individual techs, they do have their own jets. We did replace that. That's why we left it all in the basket in the spiral. Yes, I should have just thrown it in the trash, but it just didn't get to it. That's all. But every individual text, they do have their own. It's all not right, consolidated.
So every in station storage. Has being jets on it now. Every well, station has jets. Is that what correct. You're saying?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do we have any other questions for Mr. Lamb? All right, we're going to go into the deliberation phase and see what we can do to straighten this out for everybody.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion regarding the findings of facts conclusion of the law?
J.T. Wilkinson here. I move to, I'd like to make a motion to adopt the findings of facts and conclusion of the law.
Okay, I'm seconding.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right. It sounds like unanimously agreed that's all happened. Good question.
Can I ask about history?
No history.
And again, useful one.
Yeah.
I just wanted a clarification, just for the sake of consistency in the way the signs are laid out on the home. I see two signs and there was three problems.
Correct. Member Wilkinson, members of the board, during the time of inspection, the two licensing issues that would fall under letter of concern, but due to other issues having civil penalties attached to the violation, figured it would be a little, I didn't think it would be appropriate to send a letter of concern and a civil penalty.
Right. If I may help with that clarification, the board parameters state that if that licensing issue is less than 10 months old at the time of inspection, that's when the board has this predetermined that a letter of concern would be issued. And so because, and so, and with the other two issues, to her point, not piling on.
Sure. So really what we have is the MMA.
And the pedicure jets.
Yeah, if we think the jets were significant. Do we have a thought in the order of discipline the matter related to what we just talked about?
Yeah, Tracy Wolfen from here. I offered to move a consent agreement for $500 civil penalty, if not better than 30 days. I moved to formal hearing.
That's based on the MMA. Okay. We have a motion.
I'm not clear if the motion includes the finding with respect to the MMA and the sanitation issue with respect to the jet.
It sounds like the jet, it wasn't in active use, so I would allow that that might be not an issue.
Okay, thank you.
And so I'm just addressing the MMA.
Maybe a point of clarification here, though, the board did in fact adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law that included the pedicure jets.
Well, we agree they were there, but we don't agree that we're going to find them for it. I think that's what you meant, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can read.
You're okay.
Yeah, based on there not being a fee to the licensing that figured out, and that's not on here. The only fee was for the cleaning and disinfection of the pedicure spas, which I think was adequately explained. The MMA is the thing that it's that's what the
fine. Okay. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Fair, second it.
Yeah, we have a motion and second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Just are you there?
Nay, it's Mongol.
Okay. And Tracy, you were.
Okay.
Yeah, so majority says, okay. So by majority, we recognize you're going to take care of the licensing issue. We don't feel like the jets were intent to defraud or do anything negative. The MMA, though, is really a big deal to us. So all in all, we're going to fine you $500 for the MMA. You typically have 12 months to pay that fine. It's done by no interest. That make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sorry to ask it to you, but the MMA is just too harmful.
Understood.
Okay, and thank you for taking care of this. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And good luck in your business.
Thank you. And I'll do the establishment license on the board.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Right.
Thank you very much.
Next case. Next case, let me check here. Number four was taken care of, right? I believe I X'd it out, so that's probably what it means.
That's 66 plan?
008.
Yes, that's the negotiation.
All right, next case is 2024-00863, Dapper Cuts Barbershop, BBE. 002833 Emmanuel Dibayev, VAR 003964. Are you present?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave me the truth and the whole truth?
Yes.
Can you state your name, please?
Emmanuel Ilyabayev. My last name is spelled wrong on the document.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. But at least we know you're here.
Yep.
All right. So we'll have staff review this case. We'll talk to her about what we want to know, and then we'll come back to you. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and the members of the board. My name is Katsa Bergeron. On August 7th, 2024, I conducted an inspection of Dapper Cuts located at 16845 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. I spoke with owner Emmanuel Elizabeth. During the inspection, I identified the following violations. Damian Jamal is the unlicensed operator. I found no sanitation issues. You will see in a photograph attached to this report. on February 2021, a verification of David Damian Jamal in the board database and showed that he filled out the Barber Life. I provided the life of the with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to address them.
Okay, so our whole issue is this unlicensed person. Okay. All right, so not a lot of questions about that. So Emmanuel, tell me about this guy. What is this unlicensed operator? What's that about?
So I was under the impression I spoke with some barber schools since it was very hard to communicate with the barber board or get a hold of them. I spoke to the barber school and they informed me and the inspector confirmed that was our next stop. They informed me that graduating students were allowed to work for 2 years since the COVID thing happened. And he was studying to get his license done, but I was under the impression that they were still allowed to work under a graduate certificate for 2 years.
No, it sounds like they tricked you.
Yes. And when I told the inspector that the barber school or me too be told that this is the information they're passing around, she confirmed that was her next stop to talk to them about it, that this misinformation was being passed around.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. Let me see if the board has any questions. Do you have any questions for Emmanuel?
How long have you been the owner of the shop?
I've acquired it September of
23. Okay. Couple years.
And how long have you been not necessarily.
She wants to know if you're licensed as a barber.
Yeah. Are you a barber?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? Then let's deliberate on this. Do we believe there was the findings fact conclusion of law?
Tracy, welcome to here. I'd like to make a motion that we adopt the findings facts and conclusions of law.
Okay.
Second, Mark Sonak.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, unanimously agree. Now, do we have a motion for an order of discipline in this matter?
Yeah, Tracy Wilkinson here. I move to offer the agreement for $258 civil penalty and not signed within 30 days. Move to a formal hearing.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second, Marcia Knox.
Yeah, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Sure,
I didn't hear your vote.
I said aye.
Do you agree with the first motion? Okay. In the second, I disagree. So, but by a majority, it passes. Okay. So,
I'm sorry, for Chair Bevy, you're a nay?
I am a nay. Yes, I am. All right, so Emmanuel, unfortunately you got caught in this thing and I understand it. The board has decided to fine you $150 for having that person work for you, even though you were misled, because the law is law, unfortunately.
Okay.
They'll send you a letter about this. It'll show some rights that you have to appeal it if you want to. But anyway, other than that, we wish you well and hope your business does great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, next case is number 2024-00979. Darnell E. Lemon, DAR-00497. Mr. Lemons, are you available? Star Sticks, if you're online. Case number 2024.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. All right, Mr. Lemons, do you swear or affirm that that's what you get today will be the truth and the whole truth?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then state your name, please.
Darnell Edward Lemons the second.
Thank you. Nice name. All right. So we're going to have our staff define this for us so we understand what's going on. Then we'll come back to you and ask you questions.
Okay.
Michelle.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Alexandra Hill. On July 31st, 2024, I conducted an inspection of Lilac Barbershop and Boutique and spoke with the owner, Darnell E. Lemon, personal license number BAR00. I verified the establishment license on the establishment license of the board's licensing database system and determined it is unlicensed. I emailed the owner the direct link for the establishment license application from our website and wrote the board's website on the inspection report before leaving it with him. As of February 20th, 2025, Lilac Barbershop and Boutique did not have its establishment license.
How was this still?
I'm sorry.
How was this still in the application?
Mr. Bagley, members of the board, there are no sanitation.
Great. Good job. Okay, Mr. Lemon, tell me what's going on with this establishment license. Why don't we have that?
The short and sweet answer is I simply just I don't really know how to like navigate through the online thing. And the lady who was just speaking, I'm horrible with names, by the way. The lady who was just speaking, I told her that when she was here. And to be all, to be completely honest, she was actually very helpful in the matter. She was like, okay, well, you know, let's sit down. And we went on, I went through my Safari and she went on her phone. And instead of her just emailing me the link, she actually like got me into the site and was like, you just go in here and you figure it out. And then she emailed me the link and she was like, you don't have to go through this. You can go through that link. So I went through and I filled out everything and I submitted everything. And then it never came. And then when it didn't come, I was getting ready to go. I want to say I was going to get ready to go to Thailand for about a month and my barber license was going to expire. So while I called to get that straightened out, I start asking questions about this and it was like, oh no, that complaint is still open. I'm like, how is it still open? I applied for the license. I filled out everything. So basically, hello, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. You're doing great.
Okay. So basically, the short version of it is, you know, maybe I made a mistake during the application process or just online. Like, I'm not really like, I'm super old school. Like, I've always just gone down to the barber board. But ever since COVID, it's been like pulling teeth just to get a hold of anybody. And then I would talk to one person who is like fully knowledgeable in one section. And then I would talk to another person who's fully knowledgeable in one section. But it always seems like I'm talking to the opposite people. So they'll be like, oh, yeah, I can help you with this, 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 and this. But I don't know anything about that. And then I'll talk to this person and I'll be like, they'll be like, I can help you with this, 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 and this. But I don't know anything about that. And I'm like, don't y'all work at the same place? Can somebody help me out? Can I get and I just want to cut hair, make a little bit of money. Like, I don't.
Yeah, we agree with you. Let's see what we can figure it out. Do we have an application from him?
Okay. It sounds like what?
Sounds like you didn't push the submit button.
I absolutely did. I should have screenshotted it because I went in. It didn't ask me for a whole bunch of information. It just asked me for like if I'm not mistaken, it asked me for like my business license number, like my tax ID number. I think it asked me for my full name, my business name, and everything like that. And I put everything on there and then I submitted it, but like nothing ever came back. Like, and I don't have a computer. I don't have a laptop. I don't have a desktop. I don't have any of that. All I have is this phone, this iOS, this cell phone. That's all I have. And I submitted it. And then I was wondering like when they was like, oh, you know, it's still open. I'm like, how is that still like, it's still open and it's against me. Like, yes, yeah, absolutely. I'm like,
hang on for just a second. I'm doing help to get this out.
Sir, do you have a receipt for the payment that was made as part of that application?
I do not.
Did you pay by credit card or how did you pay?
I don't remember ever paying. I didn't ever pay. You think that's where, because if the application is found, I don't mind paying a fee. I just didn't, I never saw it. Is it, I have a question.
We didn't get anything here at all. We don't have anything on this end.
You don't have any applications whatsoever.
No.
Because she said, go ahead.
Yeah. Do you have a friend who's a little, you know, a little more computer literate that could help you through this? Like a nephew or something?
I mean, honestly, I'm going to have to figure it out myself just because this is not a world where I can depend on anybody. Like, I don't, if I had somebody else to do it, they would have already done it. I have friends who own barbershops already. And I just, right. like, I'm going to just have to figure it out. I didn't, because I know I did the application. And is it like a situation where you pay as you're doing the application? Or do you, like, do the application and they send you a payment link? Like, how does this, just so I know what to expect.
You fill all your stuff out, and at the very end, it asks you for your credit card. And you put the credit card in, and you hit the submit button, and it's over.
Yeah, I never put any of that in there.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, things are sideways. We got you a problem, though, because you're operating without a salon license, so without establishment license. So we have to figure out how to get this, but I use this example a lot, but I'm a lot older than you are. So when I get in these kind of situations, I look for a grandkid. And get them in there, and they solve it in about 2 minutes. But I feel like I don't even know where.
Yeah, my grandbaby, 4 months old, man.
Yeah, give it a try. They can probably do it. Just find somebody who's got the people who live on their computers. Just find somebody, and they'll just walk through this in a minute.
Okay, and I've gone to the website. I was on the website actually yesterday and this morning, and I click renewals. I click licenses, and nothing really happens. Like, I wish, like, if I could screen share and show y'all what happens when I go to this website, not a lot happens. Like, there's no, it's not a lot going on. Like,
he's not going to see anything because he doesn't have anything pending renewal. So he can click renewals all he wants, and it's not going
to. Yeah, what they're telling us is because there's nothing in there, there's nothing to renew. So nothing's going to come up. This is a new license application.
Okay.
I know it's confusing, but. It's the only way we can do business these days. So we got to find somebody who can help you through it.
So let's say, just for like informational purposes, let's say this just becomes like so much more difficult for me than we're all anticipating. It would probably be best for me to just go work at somebody else's shop with my actual barber license.
No, you just need to find somebody.
Because that's what it sounds. That's what it sounds like.
There's 20-year-old in this lobby that all could do it for you in 5 minutes. And they're all laughing. They think it's so easy.
I got a question. Now, my last question is, can I come over to that lobby and have one of them 20 girls walk me through it?
That's a good question, but unfortunately, they don't belong to me. But just find somebody that's used to this kind of stuff, and it'll be really easy for you.
And Mr. Chair members, I'd also like to clarify that Mr. Lemons has called in a couple of times. But according to the notes that are being left, he has not called in reference to an establishment license. He's called in reference to an individual license. So if he wants to call in, I'm sure any member of our customer care team will be happy to help walk him through.
Okay.
That application process.
Okay, Mr. Lemon, that's a great idea. Ms. McGalley just recommended you call into the office to customer care and tell them what you're going through when you're on the computer and have them walk you through it.
Okay. All right, that's cool. And I do want to point out that every time I called about my barber license, I was trying to mention, and that brings me back to my point from earlier. I would be talking to somebody, a regular customer service, and they'll be like, well, we don't know anything about licensing or how to get your establishment license. And I'm like, are you sure? Like, is there anybody over there who knows anything? Like, I don't know.
If you take another run at it, you're going to find these people are really good at what they do.
And Mr. Chair members,
I'm going to take another run at it for sure today.
Yeah. All right. That's the way.
And Mr. Chair members of the board, I would like Director of like, we will have our licensing and customer care administrator go back and listen to these phone calls because all phone calls are recorded into the organization. So we will listen to the phone calls, and what he is saying is correct. We will be sure to address those issues with those customer service.
So we get him taken care of. Seems like a good guy. All right. So here's where we are. So let's go into deliberation. So where are we?
Can I make a motion?
Please.
Tracy Wilkinson here. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the findings, facts, and conclusions.
McFadden, the second.
All right, motion is second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, you're going to ask to agree this happened. Now, do we have a motion regarding an order of discipline?
You know, for history, he'd never had. Tracy Wilkinson here. I'd like to offer a consent agreement for $250 civil penalty. If not signed within 30 days, move to a formal hearing with 12 months probation to make sure he gets us all figured out.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second, Marshall Knott.
And a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, so unfortunately, because this is drug on, we're going to end up fining you, which probably seems out of place, but is really where we are. So I need you to call in and get customer service to get you through this and get this done. You'll get a letter from us regarding the penalty for the time it took to do it. So anyway, I hope you do well. You seem like a great guy. I hope you have a good success and a great weekend.
Yep.
All right, our next case is case number 2024-00599, Island Nail Spa, SDOS 33111. On Nguyen is co-owner and Stephen Fan is a co-owner.
I'm Mr. Bagley and members of the board. This is Rosetta Rodriguez from Fines Administrator. The respondent decided to negotiate the last thing.
Okay. Did you get the next one too? Come on. All right, instead we call case number 2024-0690, JD Nail, SNT 17140. Anna Q. Tai Nguyen, 505-00121. Is anyone here from? Okay. Is this station name, please?
I'm sorry, what?
Which, did you say your name, please?
Yeah, it's Anna Nguyen.
Anna Nguyen. Anna, do you swear or affirm that your testimony will be the truth and the whole truth?
Yes.
Then please state your name one more time for the record.
Anna Nguyen.
Thank you. Our investigator is going to go through the case with us. We'll ask questions and we'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Alexandra Hill. On April 26, 2024, I conducted an inspection of JD Nails and I spoke with the manager. While inspecting the supply area, 1 gallon of CTI 3000 liquid monomer was found in the storage room with methylmethacrylate MMA listed as the first ingredient. The manager was informed that this is a highly toxic substance. It is prohibited to use and or have on the premises of the establishment, and that EMA is within state and federal regulation. The KTI 3000 monomer warnings on the bottle state: avoid contact with skin and eyes, avoid inhalation of vapor or mist. If on skin, immediately remove, take off all contaminated clothing, rinse skin with water or shower. If inhaled, move the victim to fresh air and keep at rest in a position comfortable for breathing. The bottle states for industrial use only. Nowhere on the monomer's packaging says it is to be used for nails or on the human body. Due to the nature of how liquid acrylic monomers are used in a salon setting, it is impossible to avoid the warning on the product packaging. This establishment has had the same ownership since April of 2012, almost 13 years. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Any questions, Mr. Investigator? All right. So, Ms. Nguyen, do you understand the importance of the MMA and that it's illegal to own it?
I do understand that now. Okay. I did buy it the old tenant, and I mean, I figured that it was just something nail related, so I just left it there. But it was from the old tenant, and I haven't used it at all.
Okay, where is it now?
I did dispose of it. I gave it to like one of my nail supplier, and I just let them handle it. And it's not in my business anymore.
Good job. Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell us about this, or is that pretty much all the story?
I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, I just didn't know that that was like not. I mean, I never used it, but at the same time, I didn't know that that was. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're going to go into deliberations and this will get this settled. Do we have any questions from the board of anybody involved? If not, do we have a motion regarding finding stock conclusion of the law?
Tracy Wilkinson here. I move to adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law.
McFadden, second. Motion is second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, unanimously agreed that's happened. Do we have a motion regarding discipline in this matter?
Tracy Wilkinson, I move to offer a consent agreement for a $500 civil penalty. It was not signed within 30 days. Move to a formal hearing.
Yep.
McFadden, second.
Yeah, but motion is second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay, Guzman Glover.
Okay. By majority, we have a mandatory fine about MMA. It's a very toxic substance and was a really big problem in the community. And about a year ago, or maybe a year and a half ago, we decided that any bottle we find anywhere is a fine automatically. So you just got caught in it, but you are caught in it. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, I just have a question.
Okay.
Because like on the reading, it says that it's a 12-month probation. Does that mean that I'm not able to work for 12 months?
No. It means you have 12 months to pay the fine.
Okay. All right. All right.
And okay. Also that we're going to come back and look for that bottle.
Okay. Understood.
So don't let us find it, okay?
Yes. Already gone.
All right, yeah, sorry this happened to you, but you're just caught. It's just like going speeding and you get caught speeding. And the only time you ever sped in your life, but that 1 minute you got caught. At least that's what I tell them. The first time I ever had it. So anyway, so you'll get a letter about this and you have 12 months to deal with it, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Good luck with your business. We appreciate you. Thank you. Our next case is case number 2024-00714, Smart South Salon 18931, SDOS 31710. Premier Hair Care LLC is the owner. Kotswar Rao Gajeli is a member. I'm sure I butchered that name. Is anybody here from Smart Style Salon? Star 6, if you're on the phone. All right, hearing no response, I move that case number 2024-00714. Move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come into agreement on the compliance on the consent agreement that was provided to them.
A second.
Motion second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that moves forward then. Next case of 2024-00744, Robert Ibarra, BAR-00744. Robert Ibarra. Star 6, if you're on the phone. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 2024-00744. Move forward to a formal hearing, let the parties involved can come into agreement on the compliance agreement as it was offered to them. Before this happens.
Second, Vice Chair Knott.
Thank you. A motion is second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that moves forward. Next case is 2024-00896. Franz Cut, BBE-002502. Gabrielle Epetite, VAR-003464. Brand cut. Star 6 to be on the phone. Hearing no response, I move the case number 2024-00896. Move forward to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come to terms on the consent agreement as it was provided to them before the case.
And second.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that moves that forward. Next case. Case number 2024-00947, IADS Barbershop, BBE-000005. That's pretty cool. IAD Barbershop LLC is the owner. IAD Hadid. BAR-006381. Please come forward. You've all been very patient waiting for us. Before you sit, do you swear or affirm the testimony you give today will be truthful and the whole truth? And state your name. Please have a seat. You bring a bodyguard today, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Important to have security. Well, tell us what happened here. How do nice people get in this situation?
Good morning, board. Chairman, Begley, and members of the board, my name is Lisa Chavez. On September 18th, I conducted a repeat inspection of Aya Barber Shop in Phoenix, Arizona. I spoke with Hector Hernandez about the inspection while he was signing a client there. Hector Hernandez was the only one there working. During the inspection, I identified the following licensing violations. There was no licensed barbers in the establishment. And when I asked Hector Hernandez for his license, he stated that he just moved from Mexico and doesn't have a license yet. Hector did not furnish photo identification or paperwork from Mexico that could prove his identity. Hector Hernandez is an unlicensed barber. I verified his name during the inspection and found the license under the name of Hector Hernandez. I found no sanitation violation. I provided Hector Hernandez with an inspection report and I educated him about licensing before leaving. So this morning, February 21st, 2025, I searched for statistics for licensing named Hector Hernandez, but no results were found.
Okay. Everything else was okay, sanitation, licensing.
It was in compliance.
Still the, all right.
If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Can't say anything interesting to say. Who's Hector? What's the story?
So I didn't have barbers and I ended up hiring somebody that he told me he had a license, and he was there a little more than a week after I asked him to give me his license to show me a paper. He never did until the barber board opened up and he ended up telling me that he didn't have a license. So I ended up letting him go and I hired somebody else with a license. I have the license that's 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was my mistake. Maybe I should have, you know, seen it before I let him be at the barbershop. So that was my mistake. I was just desperate. I didn't have a barber. I didn't have no barber.
Right.
And I was busy. I have another like business on the side that I take care of. And she works there now too. That's my sister. She has a license. And I just go in when I have to buy.
Sure. Okay. How long have you had your barbershop?
Almost 8 years.
Oh,
yeah. This is my first time I've ever, you know, been in trouble with the barber board. So this is different. When I first started, it was nothing like that.
Yeah, we just started. That's true. It's okay. All right. Does the board have any questions for these nice people?
So you've been a barber 8 years, but this is your first?
I've been cutting for 11 years. And I owned the barbershop for almost 8 years.
Oh, so you just didn't have any barbers at that time?
That time, yeah. No, I've always worked. I've worked at that barbershop for about 6 years. I've had barbers, and you know how it is. Barbers come and go, and then they get lazy. So, like, I just went out of barbers at that time, and I was kind of desperate, so I just told him to do it, you know, rent to do everything to do. So it's like I have to keep the barbershop open, you know. I try to work and take care of my side business, but it was just really hard for me. I just had to do what I had to do, but it was my fault and it won't happen again.
Board Member McFadden here speaking. I was curious to know if been in business for a long time and haven't had no problems. I'm curious to know how you found him.
Which one?
The barber you hired.
Instagram, social media. Yeah, some of my friends, like, I usually post and be like, hey, I'm looking for somebody that has a license, and they just send them my way. That's the way. And then the other way to find barbers, I usually go to barber school and wait for people to graduate. And yeah, but it's hard to find barbers.
I'm just curious. Thank you.
Interesting. All right. So we'll deliberate about this now. So how do we feel about the finding of fact conclusion of the law?
Tracy Wilkinson here. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and conclusion of the law.
Fair, let's take a note.
Motion is second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Okay, unanimously agree this happened. That's all that happened.
I'm sorry?
We just said this happened. We agree that all this happened. All right, so the second part, do we have a motion for discipline in this matter?
Just wanted to check with Rosa real quick if there was any.
No history.
8 years, no history? Well,
not in the past 3 years.
Mr. Chair, remember, we're in 3 years of history.
Trying to make you feel great.
Thank you. Tracy Wilkinson here. I'd like to move to offer consent agreement for 250. Civil penalty is not signed within 30 days. Move to a formal hearing.
Yeah, we have a motion. Do we have a second? Hearing no second. Do we have another motion? Krista, do you have a motion? Marshall?
I move that we issue a disciplinary letter of concern.
Okay. Do we have a second?
McFadden, second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Do we have anyone who disagreed?
Thanks.
All right.
Can you state your name for the record, please?
Oh, Tracy Wilkinson. Name.
Thank you. All right. So, by a majority. We agreed to give you a letter of concern that it happened. You knew what was going on. You took a shortcut, ran to the wall. What happened? That's it. You'll get a letter in the mail. It'll be on your record for a couple of years, but don't do it again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for coming in today. Thanks for waiting.
Appreciate it.
All right. Next case is 2024-00975. Daniel A. Cardell. License BAR002461. Cardio. Is there a Daniel Cardio on the phone? Star six. All right. Hearing no response, I move the case number 2024-0975. Move to a formal hearing and let the parties involved can come into agreement on the consent agreement out to provide to them before the cut.
McFadden, second.
Thank you. Do we have a motion and a second? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Yeah, so you agree to, and that takes care of that. All right. So that brings us down to a lot of troubles. I'll read you a paragraph. Call for public comments. Those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. However, the board may limit the person speaking during this time to a reasonable number on any given public matter. In addition, any person wishing to address the board will be given 5 minutes to do so pursuant to ARS 3843101H. The board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public comment matters that are not listed in the agenda will be limited to directing staff to study the matter or to schedule the matter for further discussion sometime when we actually do care. All right, so do any of you want to address the board? I'm just trying to get her to get up.
Oh. Hi, I'm Stephanie Smith. I'm a licensed dermatologist in Arizona in 2007. I purchased this salon 3 years ago. It's been a long-standing salon in my community. As a business owner, in trying to navigate the full law of licensing and annotation and stuff, I have realized that there is like a gap between beauty schools and suite leases and rentals, and then obviously being a commission-based salon. I feel that education is lacking. I feel that annotation, as we age into our industry, gets lazy and messy, and as the laws are changing, I feel like there's a gap of communication between hairstylists and barbers. So I'm just wondering, have you guys looked into maybe like enforcing kitchen education credits? I know some states do. And maybe possibly like a sanitation license that you have to renew every 2 years. I mean, you have to go get a CPR license every 2 years. You have to get a food handling card every 2 years. Because I am constantly like educating and just saying, you can't do this. This is not right. This is not legal. Where did you learn this? I've employed many girls out of beauty school, and the lack of education is almost embarrassing. The fact that they even have a license is embarrassing to me as someone that's had a license for a really long time. I went to beauty school in Oregon, and I had to get 2,400 hours of credit to become a cosmetologist. And in the state of Arizona, it's only 15. And the law there is so much stricter than it is here for sanitary things. So I just have some concern, and where you guys stand on maybe how you guys talked about it. I do know personally several people that that aren't licensed or don't follow the state board. And, you know, I'm not going to report that because karma is evil and I believe in it. But there's just a lot of things that I don't see or aware of on like my side of the industry.
We would like to comment. Of course, if we can. But I know, and that's the upper idea, but in the time that I've been here, I've taken 3 laws down to get CMA's put in and got kicked out 3 times. So go to your legislature, get somebody down there that isn't whatever they are, and convince them that this is a profession that needs to have continuing education. That would be a wonderful thing.
Okay. What about accreditation certificate every 2 years?
We're stuck. I'd love to discuss this with you, but we're stuck in our ability to respond.
Okay.
I love it.
Where do you guys stand on the Brazilian blowout?
Yeah. If I may, this is a call to the public and the chair in the beginning of introducing the segments. We can hear from individuals, but unless it's on the agenda, we can't engage.
You can't engage. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
is this the kind of thing that the school forum might be a nice place to?
Why don't we? I would be happy to discuss some options with you after the meeting.
Okay.
We are very
thank you.
I'm very
happy you're redoing the website. It is difficult to navigate because they do hold a barbershop license and a salon establishment license. Very glad to hear that.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you. Anyone else like to tell us what they think of life? No? Everybody got dialed?
I thought you could apply.
Oh, yes, I knew you. Here it comes.
I don't know if it's pertaining to the meeting, but what credentials, I know you guys are appointed by the government, but what credentials would you need to become a board member, and also what credentials would you need to become a job position?
So we'll be happy to address those if you'd like to speak to myself or Kelly after the meeting. We can answer those questions for you.
Well, thank you.
Good question.
Yes.
Good question. Anyone else? All right. Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you coming down. And there's one part of this meeting that's always the very best part, and that's where we are right now.
Make a motion to end.
The end?
At 12:01 p.m.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All right. We'll take that. Get a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all. Thank you,
everybody. Thank you.